Okay, well, we are joined by Lizzie Yarnold, who is a gold winter Olympic medalist for the bob skeleton, on the telephone.
Hello, Lizzie. How are you doing?
Hello. It's actually referred to as skeleton more than bob skeleton, just because we don't actually bob ourselves off the top anymore. So in the olden days, we used to kind of bob ourselves forward, but now it's just a skeleton.
You see, I always thought it was a little bit like, I don't know, when I first read about it, like the bob skeleton, even though it's a skeleton, but I always thought it was just like a little, like, what do you think of the name? Because it's quite unusual, to be honest with you, isn't it?
Like, yeah. So it's called the skeleton because it basically is for the skeleton sled, the thing that I slide on. It's got a basic steel frame that kind of looks like a human skeleton. So it's got a bar down the centre, which is like the spine, and then the bars at the top and the bottom, like the shoulders and the hips. But yeah, it's certainly a very odd name for a sport.
Yeah, it is. I was just a little bit surprised. But anyway, how did it all really begin with you getting into the skeleton?
So it was about 6 years ago now, actually. My best friend Gemma noticed the talent search, looking for athletes to fill seven different sports. It was like modern pentathlon, track cycling, rowing, loads of different things. And so we both drove up to Loughborough at the university to go and try out for it. And I thought that I'd probably get through to modern pentathlon. It was more of a natural progression from my heptathlon background. But I was actually selected for the skeleton. And then 9 months later, I got to have a go on the ice in Norway. And the first one wasn't so bad. I think it's because I didn't know what was going to happen. And then I was quite scared, actually, for the first few weeks after that. But I absolutely loved it at the end.
Right. And what sort of like training do you have to go through to do the skeleton?
So during the summer, we do a lot of gym work because we can't actually practice our skill at all. So we do lots of Olympic lifting and then sprinting as well. I train about 3 times every day through the summer.
Okay.
And then when we're away winter season, we have a sliding session every day. And so that's 2 runs down the track, as well as a gym session and maybe some kind of mental practice as well.
Like 3 times a day, that sounds quite a lot. Does it get sometimes like quite like, well, I don't know how to describe it, but very... Do you ever get one of those feelings like, ah, oh, I've got training now? Is that the third time you're tired? But how do you sort of like motivate yourself to keep going 3 times a day?
Yeah, it is quite a lot of training. But, you know, it is tough. Sometimes I really don't want to go back to the gym, but I know that it's part of my job and I've got to do it to try and get better. So all the sessions are very different. So it's nice and fresh each day. We might do Pilates or core stability, and then the next session might be in the gym doing Olympic lifting. So it's always quite fun and interesting. And we've got a great team as well. I've never kind of doing it just by myself.
And we know that you did a lot of competitions at a young age. Now, what different sports did you do when you were young?
I did loads of competitions. I think I competed a lot at school in team competitions like netball, hockey, and rounders and things like that. And I really loved the athletics, the heptathlon specifically through my teams. So I do competitions for Kent, which is my county, and South East, my region, and Bucks, the university championships when I was older as well.
Now going back to this, do you sort of, when you're in the heat of the moment, do you sort of get like the nerves? Like, do you get the nerves before? Are you nervous as you're doing it? Because it looks like a very scary sport. To be honest with you, I wouldn't like to do it myself. It looks very scary. Do you get like before, during, or after? Like your nervousness?
I'm usually nervous the day before competition because we don't have a lot of time to practice. So I'm always quite under pressure to get things right. We only have 6 practice runs every week before we compete. So it's like 6 minutes and that's it.
Oh, wow.
And so when I come into the competition and I've done my first run, the nerves kind of go away because I've already started, it's already happening. You know, I've got no choice but to just kind of do my best. So as soon as I've kind of done that first run, I really enjoy it. And I tend to get better and better, so I often have a better second run than my first. But it's normal to have nerves and find things frightening, especially if you haven't done it before. Once you do it once, it's a lot easier to do it again.
Hi Lizzie, it's Miss Trippick here. I was listening to your final runs on the radio when I was driving home from work, and I managed to get into the house to watch your final run at the Winter Olympics. Now, I can feel I was nervous, and I remember that you didn't maybe have the greatest start that you could have done. How did you feel going down that final run, and what did it feel like when you finally knew that you'd won that gold medal?
Well, actually, all four runs were exceptional. I did have a very good start on that fourth run. I just think the commentary kind of hammed it up a little bit to try and make it more entertaining, because the actual difference in time between first place and second place is quite similar to if Usain Bolt, for example, ran the 100 metres, he would have won the 100 metres by a whole second. So essentially, I was very, very far ahead from all of the other competitors. So for that fourth run, I just wanted to enjoy it. You know, it was my first Olympics, and I knew I'd put myself in a very good place to win the gold medal. So I let the sled run a little bit more than I usually would, and I allowed those skids and hit a few walls. But everything I did was very purposeful, and I knew what I was doing the whole time. So I think I was really pleased with all four runs.
And obviously, you know Amy Williams very well. How did that feel to see her after you'd won it? Because she'd obviously been the last Winter Olympic gold medalist, and you were sort of taking the crown off her. How did that feel?
I think, you know, Great Britain is a very strong winter nation. We weren't as strong over the past two Olympics, and I think now we've got four medals in Sochi. We're much better respected in the winter sports world. So that was, it was a very proud moment to get it for the whole team, for Team GB. And then Amy Williams, she was a real kind of, she was a help for me over the past few years, knowing that someone who was normal, a normal girl, just working very hard, can actually win things like an Olympic gold medal. So it kind of gave me that little bit extra confidence. So I was just in the race trying to beat everyone else. I wasn't really thinking about Amy at all, or taking the crown from her. But, you know, to keep it in Great Britain, what she did in Vancouver was exceptional. And then to repeat it again, I think we're both just glad that the British skeleton sports, you know, we're doing so well. I think we're both very proud of it.
So I've watched a lot of it on TV, and you reached some like amazing speeds. What would you say is the fastest you've got up to?
My fastest speed is about 90 miles an hour, actually. So that was at a track in Canada a few years ago. But in Sochi, it was a bit of a slower track. It was about 80-ish miles an hour. So it's enjoyable at that speed. I like travelling that far.
Wow, that is very fast. Would you sort of say winning this is sort of one of the best achievements in your life so far? Because I know you've had a few achievements, like in the 2012 to 2013 Skeleton World Cup, you finished on the podium every time bar once. So what's sort of like your greatest achievement so far?
Yeah, I think my greatest achievement, it's hard for people to believe, but it's not actually the gold medal. It's probably winning the overall World Cup title this last season. So to do that, you've obviously got to show consistency in great strength in all eight races. So, you know, you'll happen to be at the top of your game for the whole season, which can be up to about 4 months. So, you know, it's a really tiring sport, but to know that I was good enough to kind of be on the podium 7 times out of 8, and that in itself was actually a record. No one had ever done that before. So for me, you know, lifting up the Crystal Globe, that was a very, very special moment.
Yeah, if I was you, you know, I'd probably never get to that far. I'm not really a very sporty person myself, but, you know, if I was on the podium, and I've been on it every single time bar once, I think I'll be pretty happy. Now we read that during like your old school, your preliminary runs, they're beamed across all the classrooms at your old school. Do you think that really like motivated the students to, like, you know, follow their dreams?
Sorry, would you mind repeating that?
During your preliminary runs, they were beamed all across the classrooms at your old school. Do you sort of think that motivated students to follow their dreams?
It was really great looking back at the video footage of most young girls grammar school, them all sitting there in the same uniform that I was wearing when I was at school, and watching me race and winning the Olympics. And I think it helps them because, you know, I was doing school sports. I was competing in the same sports hall, and it's got a very, very wonky floor. It has all these kind of sweet spots in the floor that you learn. And I went back to school recently, and everything's exactly the same. The sports hall's the same. The science classrooms are the same. So I think it kind of just shows them that someone who's just a normal student from Maidstone or wherever really can achieve great things, just kind of believing in themselves and trying new things.
Now, how did your, you know, at your old school, how did your teachers inspire you to carry on and do this and complete everything?
Sorry, you cut out then. Sorry, can you repeat that? I keep cutting out halfway through.
I said, how much did your school teachers inspire you?
of my school teachers. I think more so at primary school level, I was getting into sport a lot more than any other subject. Even though I loved drama and music and everything, I kind of had a natural affinity towards sport. And I was a very driven young student, so I'd spend every lunchtime practicing my sports or events before a big competition. So they were a great help to me and inspiration, just, you know, spending time with me, making sure I improved. So I'll always be grateful for that.
Now, our school is actually made up of the Olympic values. We've got respect, friendship, excellence. Now, how would you sort of say that links to your sport, you know, these values?
Well, I think competing in an individual sport, it's quite different to the team sports. You know, although you have respect for your competition and you have that community, at the end of the day, you're still competing just for yourself. But I think what I've learned being part of the skeleton team is that all summer I trained with loads of other athletes, with the other British athletes, and I couldn't really get there without all of them pushing me. So, you know, it's I have a big team behind me. Although it's me that stands at the top on the start block, there's a big old team behind me. So I think there are so many things that drive you, but I think respect certainly for your competition and a really great team behind you, that's what you have to have. You have to work together to get these kind of goals.
So what would you say your future plans are? What are you going to be doing in the future?
Well, I've been over World Cup champion and I've been Olympic champion now, but I haven't actually been world champion. So that event happens every year at the end of the Winter Cup, World Cup season. So I think that's my next aim for the next 12 months.
Well, thank you very much, Lizzie, for joining us and taking the time out to talk to us here at Bath Community Academy. It's been lovely talking to you, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.